Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Bill Barty sitting here in Studio D, one of the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's. We're glad that you are joining the Carolina Outdoors wherever you may be listening. Just so that you know, each week we come in and break down four different segments for your outdoor listening pleasure, whether it be a place in the Carolinas that we feel you may need to go visit, or maybe people who are making things happen in the outdoor realm. This week is no different, as the outdoor guys who usually sit beside me are out making outdoor news. Don Yeager is on assignment. Christopher Lawing is doing his thing wherever it may be, probably ripping down signs as part of the Charlotte Signs Project. But anyway, we're going to continue on. We have a question for many of you out there, because you may have been to an event in the Charlotte area, such as at the Whitewater Center, Tuck Fest, the recent Around the Crown 10K Expo. Maybe you're going to head out to Riverfest 2019 with the Catawba Riverkeeper. You'll see an area at those events that's devoted to the Charlotte Outdoor Alliance. It's an alliance that was founded in late 2018 promoting Charlotte, but not just the city. It's a group that promotes outdoor industry, people, and maybe most importantly, at least for me at this time, are things to do outdoors in the Charlotte area. It was the brainchild of founder and board chair Alex Villa, who joins us now here on the Carolina Outdoors. Alex, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Bill. Great to be here. Great. Thanks for having me.
It's wonderful to have you. And to start off our conversation, you are a Charlotte boy. You are a native of this city. How did you come up with the idea of the Charlotte Outdoor Alliance?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I am a Charlotte native. I guess one of the few, right? I am born and raised here, and I grew up here in the community. Excuse me. Always being close to the mountains, close to the beach, close to the lake, and so I grew up with an appreciation for the outdoors. And so, from my own eyes, my perspective, I always saw Charlotte as this outdoor community. I left for college and then lived in Nashville, Tennessee for about 4 years before moving back to Charlotte in 2015. And one of the biggest things that I had noticed, that Charlotte had obviously changed a lot, changed tremendously, but Charlotte was and always has been struggling with an identity. It didn't have its place, and you know, coming from Nashville, where the identity is so tied to music, I kind of, for me, Charlotte had this outdoor identity. It just wasn't embraced, you know, whether that's embraced politically or by businesses or whatever that may be. And so, where Charlotte is positioned geographically and economically, it just made sense that Charlotte can be kind of that outdoor hub of the South, that starting point for things outdoors. And so from there, I just kind of started having conversations with individuals like yourselves and other outdoor leaders in the area to kind of gain momentum and see where this could go. So that's kind of where the idea came from.
You're very much aligned with the Carolina Outdoors here that we are doing, of course, into North and South Carolina, all the wonderful things to do. But the Charlotte Outdoor Alliance, I guess its format is not just the city of Charlotte, but the region of Charlotte, which does that make up the 15 counties or so that are in or recognized as Charlotte Metro?
Yeah, that's right. And that's kind of the way that that we look at it. It's all the surrounding counties to Mecklenburg. And it's really, you know, a lot of these places that outside of Charlotte, they'll just say Charlotte for ease of reference. And so Charlotte being kind of that starting point, that hotbed, it kind of anywhere that touches Charlotte, any of the surrounding counties, that's right, kind of fit in that scope.
Well, of course, we here on the Carolina Outdoors always like to talk about the things just beyond Charlotte. We're few hours to the beach, North or South Carolina beaches, just a few hours to the mountains. So we are a place of origination for a lot of outdoor pursuits. But here in the Charlotte region, that 15-county region, I don't know how many state parks make up that. Of course, we've got a wonderful greenway system here as well. But I think it was the U.S. National Whitewater Center that helped put Charlotte on the map in regards to a destination outdoor place. Would you agree with that, or am I wrong in that view?
No, I think absolutely. You know, and growing up here, I was actually I used to be a raft guide at the Whitewater Center through the summers during college. And so I think that was definitely a big appeal and big push for it. I think it made sense for Charlotte to be the location to have the Whitewater Center, to have the U.S. National Whitewater Center. So that's definitely a big push. And from especially from a tourism standpoint, people looking at Charlotte as far as what to do here, and if you have any passion for the outdoors at all, then that's going to stand out to you and want to bring you to Charlotte for sure. So that's definitely a big, big component of where Charlotte is specifically. And then, yeah, like you mentioned, the surrounding areas and what they offer as well. So,
hey, we're talking Charlotte Outdoor Alliance with Alex Villa. He's the founder and board chair of this group. And, Alex, I'm on the website, cltoutdoors.org. Charlotte, North Carolina, has an identity. That identity is the outdoors. We're here to help establish, brand, and grow Charlotte as the outdoor hub of the South. How does that compare to a city not in the South, a city like Denver, Colorado, or Seattle, Washington, that does have a certain outdoor identity in their own right?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it's a direct comparison in what those cities have been able to capture from an outdoor perspective. If you look at a city like Denver, that is very much has this outdoors identity. At the end of the day, Denver's just a big city, and it has job opportunities, and it has all sorts of things there. And sure, there's some outdoors things to do there in the city, but to really get outdoors, you still have to drive a little bit to get out into the wilderness and explore things. Obviously, we're looking at a very different geographic landscape here in Charlotte, but where we're positioned, we can be that same thing, you know, same as Seattle and Denver and a lot of these cities that are that for their region. There's no one in the South, there's no one in our region that kind of has that identity, and we have all the opportunity to be able to have that.
So how does this happen? This just started late 2018. The group has formed, and I am one of the people privileged to be a part of this. I remember putting the Carolina Outdoors program together 20 years ago, and you would go to the Charlotte Observer. Jack Horan would have an article. Tom Higgins would have an article of certain things going on, or maybe people that were making news in the outdoor realm. But other than that, it was pretty sparse. Who glues all of this together? Is it individuals? Is it corporate sponsorship? Is it business? Or are the municipalities of the area involved, like Mecklenburg County, maybe Mecklenburg County Park and Rec, the city of Charlotte? Who's putting all this together, or who are the members that need to be involved and that maybe are involved?
Yeah, it's a great question. At this point, you know, and as you know, it's still very, we're early on. We're trying to figure out exactly what that looks like. But we are, a nonprofit, and we're focused on creating this unified voice for the outdoor community. And that does touch individuals, it touches organizations, the municipalities, and other outdoor nonprofits. Whether that's Carolina Thread Trail, Catawba Riverkeepers, different organizations like that. So there's been all these different elements and all these different organizations here exist here in Charlotte, but there hasn't been a central central focus point, a central identity for them to all be a part of. And so our goal really is to kind of create that unified voice. We want to do that for the organizations. We want to provide those opportunities for individuals, and make those connections and work together to kind of establish Charlotte in this way, to provide more opportunities for outdoor recreation, to put a focus on environmental sustainability, all these different things. And so it really takes a lot of work and a lot of support from all types of organizations and individuals to be a part of it. How exactly we're doing that, we're still getting still with the board focusing on what exactly that looks like. What does that mean? But I think we're making some great progress, and starts with just kind of getting the word out there and getting people talking about it.
Alex Villa is our guest here on the Carolina Outdoors. He's with the Charlotte Outdoor Alliance, kind of talking to us about the birth of the Charlotte Outdoor Alliance, its intent, and what the future has holding for it. Alex, is this a big tent organization, do you think, or end up being a big tent? Because outdoors, I know from the Carolina Outdoors right here, it means not just hikers and bikers, but it also means runners, fishermen, hunters. The list of outdoor pursuits or recreation goes on and on. Do you foresee all of that being encompassed with this, or is it going to be mainly the human-powered sports, maybe rock climbers and paddlers and backpackers? What do you think the future holds for the membership and the participants of this group?
Yeah, I'd say at this point, we want to kind of keep it open to people that appreciate the outdoors in a variety of different ways. So like you said, kind of that big tent type of approach. I think that there's definitely some, they're the people who are runners, people who run the streets here in Charlotte, they probably tend to like to go out to the mountains and run trails out there as well, and hike those and do different things. And so I think that there's a wide range of interests that fall under what we're going after. I would say at this point, it probably definitely leans towards more of that kind of hiking, backpacking lifestyle and people who aspire for that in their free time. But I think in any sense of the word, it touches, what does the outdoors look like for you? Is it just getting outside on a greenway? Then that's great. We want to promote active, healthy lifestyles, and we think that there's a great deal of importance that should be placed on that. And so if that's the outdoors for you, then by all means, we want you to be a part of this as well, because what that means for the city and for the future of the city is extremely important as well.
I mentioned some of the festivals that you've been seen at, or the group has been seen at, working tables, having different areas, taking signups. How can we, the listeners to the Carolina Outdoors, sign up or participate? Because we love the outdoors. Do we go online? What's the Facebook page, the Instagram? Help us participate.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so the easiest way to kind of get involved at this point is one, follow us on Instagram. That's at @CLT_outdoors. We have a Facebook page as well. If you just search for Charlotte Outdoor Alliance, you'll find us there. Subscribe to our newsletter on our website. You called it out earlier, but that's cltoutdoors.org. And then join us at some of our partner events. That's kind of where we're making our presence known right now. We're partnering on a number of different things. As you mentioned, we've been at Tuck Fest. We had a rain barrel workshop that we partnered with Catawba Riverkeeper and Blue Blaze with recently. And upcoming this Saturday will be at Riverfest from 1 to 6, and that's at Kevin Lofton Park, Riverfront Park, out in Belmont. And so we'll be there. We'll giving away some prizes, stickers, different things like that, and just hanging around, listening to live music, enjoying food, watching the kayaking and all that, and just soaking up the good weather. So, just follow along with us there. And if you want to, if there's just general interest, you can always shoot us an email to info at cltoutdoors.org, and I'll be the one that'll respond to you. I'd love to find some time to meet up with you, and if you're interested in getting involved, getting those people involved.
He is a Charlotte boy / man now, but grew up as a Charlotte boy and now founder and board chair, Alex Villa, of the Charlotte Outdoor Alliance. Thank you so much for joining the Outdoor Guy from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors. Hey, do you ever wonder what the Outdoor Guys are doing the rest of the week? Well, we hang our hat at Jesse Brown's, and you can keep up by following us on Instagram and Facebook, Jesse Brown's CLT, to see pictures and happenings, not just at Jesse Brown's, but all of the adventures that surround the Outdoor Guys at Jesse Brown's. So give us a follow or a like at Instagram or Facebook, Jesse Brown's CLT. It's hiking season at Jesse Brown's. Hi, this is Bill Bartee, one of the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's, inviting you to stop by for some backpacking, hiking, or walking shoes at Jesse Brown's from Merrell, Salomon, Vast, just to name a few. But also, proper fit is so important, and the professional staff at Jesse Brown's will get you properly fitted so that you're ready for that fall hike. Stop by for some hiking shoes at Jesse Brown's. The Outdoor Guys are in session. Come on in. The listening is fine. This is the Carolina Outdoor Program. Whether you're listening to us via podcast or maybe early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of WBT Radio, we're glad that you're joining us. I'm Bill Bartee. Everybody else is on assignment except for Kaylee and TJ, Outdoor Gal, Outdoor Guy. They are on the other side of the glass. We're glad that you're listening into the Carolina Outdoors, where we come in and talk about the different things to do in our Carolina Outdoors. Also, we talk to people who are making news in the area, in the outdoors, people of interest and that sort of thing. Somewhere along the way, we hope you enjoy getting outside, whether it be in the Carolinas or beyond. Today, Healing Saturday is taking place, and we're going to find out a little bit about what Healing Saturday is. But to set that tone, just imagine you're in the military. Let's say you are deployed. One mission, two, four, a dozen. The stress of doing your job on those missions grows and grows. Imagine the things that you're thinking about you may be rather doing after you're done with that mission, maybe being in the mountains on a trout stream, lightly casting a fly line onto the rippled moving water, cast after cast hypnotically until that trout strikes. That's where we're going to bring on Project Healing Waters area lead, Jack Costa, to talk to us about the healing properties, if you will, of the sport of fly fishing. Jack, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Thank you, Bill. I'm glad to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you, especially when we're talking fishing. But before we delve in to the fishing part of it, we're going to talk a little bit about Project Healing Waters. And, Jack, I'll let you do this part of it. Talk to us about Project Healing Waters and its mission and what it's for and how it started.
Bill, I'd love to do that. It's a great program. Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing. Let me just tell you our mission to start. We're dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military service personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated activities. So that's basically what our organization is about. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. As of yesterday, I guess, there are actually 219 programs. We call each of our different groups programs throughout 48 states. To give you some idea of the magnitude, in 2018, our volunteers spent 309,000 hours, which enabled more than 8,300 disabled veterans and disabled active duty military to participate in our programs. The first thing we do with folks is make certain they understand Project Healing Waters is not a fishing club. Fishing is incidental to our mission of helping rehabilitate our veterans, our disabled veterans and active duty folks. So in 2008 at Walter Reed Army Hospital, one of the doctors realized that the activities associated with fly fishing caused restorative properties in especially the PTSD affected service members. And so that first program was started at Walter Reed in 2005. The Charlotte program, which originally met at the VA hospital in Salisbury, was started in 2008. So our program has been around a while.
Wow. I didn't know it had been around that long, but I guess time flies when you're doing good and doing this. And I guess they recognize the therapeutic properties, as you said, of fly fishing. But where did you come along? You're the Charlotte program lead for Project Healing Waters. What branch of the military did you serve in?
Well, I was a Vietnam era U.S. Navy vet. I spent 8.5 years in the Navy. My brother was also a Vietnam era Navy vet. I also have to give a shout out to my parents. They were both World War II vets. My dad was a Marine. My mom was in the Navy, and she worked at the War Department. So, sorry about that, Bill. I always have to give them a shout out.
Oh, no. You're amongst friends with this, which kind of helps lead me to the my next question. We've got you and your family as service members with plenty of years. What about the sport of fly fishing? And I know it's not just about the fishing. It's not a fishing club. But what about your introduction to the sport of fly fishing?
Well, I've been an attempted fly fisher for probably 18 years. I didn't get heavily involved until I joined the local Carolina Fly Fishing Club, and I've been a member there for, 7 years or so, and that's when I really started devoting time to trying to learn some of the nuances of the sport.
Well, and I'm glad you brought them up, too, the Carolina Fly Fishing Club, because you alluded to this earlier as well, the volunteerism that it takes to put these programs on is amazing. And as we say, you know, people say thank you for your service to these veterans, whether they're active duty, whether they're coming back, no matter what, people say that. But the volunteers who participate in Project Healing Waters have a bit of heroism, too, in that it is all volunteer-based for the most part, and Carolina Fly Fishing Club is one of the main, accesses of volunteers.
Well, that's true. They are also, in a sense, our sponsoring organization. Each program has a memorandum of agreement with a Trout Unlimited Fly Fishers International affiliated club or that sort of thing. And so Carolina Fly Fishing Club, in a sense, made our Charlotte program possible. But let me put in a plug for my volunteers. You and I are talking, Bill, but I've got 38 volunteers. I couldn't do one single thing without those volunteers. They are the backbone of this Charlotte program. It's not me. I'm just the guy that gets to say I'm program lead. Those are the folks, men and women. I have men and women volunteers. They're the ones that make this program go.
And you don't have to be a vet to be a volunteer for Project Healing Waters. There is, a wide swath of civilians and veterans who are participating in volunteer mode Do you have to meet certain criteria to be a Project Healing Waters volunteer?
As of now, I mean, if you have an interest or an ability in fly fishing or fly tying or rod building or casting instruction, or you just want to teach some educational aspect of fly fishing, those are our five core activities, then we welcome you to volunteer. Headquarters is talking about doing background checks and that sort of thing, but as of right now, you know, every program just needs people that love some aspect of fly fishing and want to impart their knowledge.
Jack Costa is our guest. He's the Charlotte area program lead for Project Healing Waters. And, Jack, we've got an event at Jesse Brown's coming up. Also one at Bass Pro the same day. It's nationwide. It's called Healing Saturday. And it's kind of a celebration of Project Healing Waters. There'll be fly tying demonstrations, casting demonstrations, prizes given away, that sort of thing. And I think, is this maybe the fifth year of a Healing Saturday? Tell us what I'm leaving out. And if people are coming over to Jesse Brown's or Bass Pro, tell us what will be going on.
Well, you pretty much have covered it, Bill. It is a national day of recognition and fundraising for folks that come by and want to donate. But it principally is a national day of recognition for Project Healing Waters and our work with our disabled veterans. You know, we, like you said, we'll be at Jesse Brown's and Bass Pro Shop, I guess, from about 10 in the morning till 5. We'll have literature. We'll have veterans there that can talk to folks about the program. Like you said, we will be doing fly tying demonstrations. And if we have an extra vise and somebody wants to sit down, maybe we'll even do a little instruction and some casting instruction for folks that want to try their hand at that. And so, but really, it's a day to focus on our disabled, active duty, and disabled veterans in this country.
Listen, I know you were a Vietnam-era serviceman in the Navy. Your dad was a Marine. Your mom was in the Navy as well. Is there room for the Army in here?
You know, most of our present-day, we call them participants. Most of our present-day disabled veterans are Army from Afghanistan, Iraq, unfortunately. I do have Vietnam combat veterans in my program.
Probably good. There's probably method to that as well, because you have different generations, young people and older people, who can all be together and enjoy the celebration of, again, the healing properties of the sport of fly fishing. For combat veterans, active duty or otherwise veterans, and something that you and I know from just enjoying the sport, it can be right. It can be soothing to utilize some of the things that fly fishing has to offer.
Well, Bill, let me just say, a lot of people, when I tell them what I'm, you know, my volunteer endeavor, they say, how in the world can fly fishing? It's a sport. How can it help? And what I say to them is, you have to come and see it. You have to come to one of our outings and see the camaraderie, or one of our fly tying classes, and just see the interaction, the camaraderie that goes on between these veterans. It gives them a chance to reestablish the bond of trust that they found in the service, where they had to rely on the person next to them for their very survival in some cases. So it's amazing what Project Healing Waters has done for veterans. A common comment that's made is, this program saved my life. And it's emotional for me, but it's also very true what they say.
Well, and there'll be no place like a Healing Saturday event to come in and see this in action. Jesse Browns will be hosting from 10 till 5. There's also events locally at Bass Pro. Jack Costa, Project Healing Waters, thank you so much for joining the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns here on the Carolina Outdoors. It's fall at Jesse Browns. Hi, this is Bill Barty of the Carolina Outdoors Program inviting you to come check out the best in outdoor apparel. Sherpa, Cool, Mountain Khakis, Patagonia, and Barber have all landed at Jesse Browns. So stop on by, try one on, and we'll see you there.